If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f-ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Well, it's over for the Cats, at least in this first game. K-State Wildcat basketball opens the season 0-1. First time a non-conference loss in their opener since, I think I saw, 2013? 12, Colorado State getting them back
Northern
then.
Colorado, I think, actually.
Northern Colorado, is that what it was?
I saw that stat roll across, too.
Yeah, K-State will open as an 8-point favorite, tipped as a 4.5-point favorite, and they lose by 7. Isn't that the final I saw, 70-63?
It's 80-70, 10-point loss.
10-point loss. Oh, my God. Yeah. 80-70. That's not where you want to be in the opener, is it, Todd?
No. It's better than the opener I just saw roll across for Oklahoma canceled tonight. Just at 1:30 today, they canceled.
I don't know that that's better, Todd. Well, I really don't.
I don't know that it's losing
80-70 to Drake on your home floor is better than having your game canceled.
Well, if your game's canceled because you have COVID, I don't know. 6-1 happens.
Is it you or is it who you were playing?
It was you. It was them. The Sooners have COVID issues, so they have they've canceled UTSA. I don't know if there's going to be any big kerfuffle about who's paying for us to fly back home, like Clemson or Florida State. But UTSA, I think it's a Roadrunner.
Definitely a Roadrunner.
Yeah, they were in town, and so Oklahoma canceled that one, and they were supposed to go play Saturday at USF or somewhere, so that's canceled as well. And just put this in your thing for later. There's some rumors circulating that there could be some COVID issues with the Oklahoma football team, who has a big game in West Virginia on Saturday. So we will stay tuned, as they say, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, boy.
It is tough times for the college programs to keep things chugging along. So
apparently tough times the NFL as well, as Thursday night Thanksgiving football got moved too with the Steelers and Ravens. So.
Yeah.
Tough all around.
Is anybody volunteering to play early?
I don't think they're going to shift that one in, but I did see that that game is actually going to be on NBC Sunday at noon. So for your folks with your TV clickers and you don't ever click to 41 at noon on Sunday, do it this week. Click it on there and you'll have a game.
Backup crew, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some.
Fly them down to Green Bay or up to Green Bay real quick for the night game.
That would be something. You could do them both, huh?
They probably could.
I think Al Michaels was actually off on Thursday, because I think they said that maybe during the Sunday night game that Tirico was going to be doing the Thursday game, because Al Michaels is actually taking some of the Sunday nights off anyway, because he kind of does what he wants, right? So Tirico does some of those, but not our problem.
Like,
we're going to turn the TV on.
Once you, right, I know we got to play the feud here. We need a contestant at 913-3-810-810, 913-3-810-810. I lost my train of thought because I got told something and then I got texted something and
on the NBC,
the
two games.
Going,
they got
about?
Two games on Sunday now. Al Michaels.
Yes, it was Al Michaels. I mean, if you're not going to do all this, it's literally 17 weeks, right? It's 18 games in 17 weeks, right? Because you do the opening Thursday and then you do a Sunday that week. So it's 18 games in 17 weeks. And they don't even, I'm sorry, it's 17 games in 16 weeks because they don't do a Sunday night the last week.
Right.
If you can't do all 17, do you still have that gig?
If they keep paying you have the gig as long as you want to have the gig, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I like Al Michaels and all, but really? I mean, why not just put Tirico in there and move forward?
Probably because his contract's not up. You know, who knows? Who knows? But
I don't get the phenomenon of, like, at the end, like, just doing some of the games.
Keeping your toe in the water, I guess it were.
I guess. All right, I'm told we have a contestant. That contestant has a name. Jed, what is it?
His name is Joey. Joey, welcome to the program. How's it going, buddy?
How you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks for playing. You've heard the feud, no doubt. You understand how it works, and you know that you've got a choice to make. You're going to play with Curtis, you're going to play with Todd, or you're going to play with me.
All great choices. Curtis, I'm glad to hear you back on the air.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear that you were feeling bad.
Appreciate it.
I like Todd's awesome. He's the boss man, but I got to go with Petro. He's my man.
There we go. Do you want to go first or second, Joey?
I'll go first.
Okay, Joey's going to be first. No hesitation out of that. You guys are in big trouble.
I'll go first, since Curtis is always the human delay, and he's not 100% right now. So this is don't buzz in early, Petro. It's okay.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
And Joey,
I'm ready to dance. Let's do this thing.
Joey, you know how to buzz in, correct?
Yes, Joey.
Nice. There we go. It sounds like we're ready to rock and roll. Joey, Lebonics, we surveyed 100 of the people who follow me on Twitter for whatever reason. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, past or present, name any New York Jet.
Lebo. Joe Namath?
What's your top answer? Would you guys like to play or pass?
We got to play this, I guess. I don't know.
I think we do. And I'm like,
oh, wow. I didn't think that would be number
like,
one.
Do I go recency bias and just pick someone
from... Well, that's the question, isn't it, Curtis?
It is.
Leave us alone, Petro.
It's a question that's been pondered for ages. Sam Darnold.
So you're playing?
We're playing. Yeah. Yeah. Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold was there. That's your fourth best answer.
Oh, boy. This is really... I'm gonna get us a buzzer quick, but maybe not. Mark Gastineau.
Mark Gastineau was just seventh best answer.
Nice one.
Wow, they're all over the place.
That was seventh, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is quite a list.
Curtis Martin.
Holy cow.
Quit taking
Curtis Martin was your third best answer.
Oh. God
damn it.
Did... Keyshawn was there, right? Keyshawn?
Too busy doing radio.
But wasn't he there?
J. Will and Zubin.
Was he there?
Yes, he was.
I was just thought I didn't know if that was true. He was
drafted
there,
number one overall.
That's what
God
I thought.
Sake,
just give me the damn ball.
How come the people didn't say so?
Because Brenner didn't vote this week. Let's move forward. One strike, Curtis.
Chad Pennington. That's brutal.
Pennington, not on the board. Two strikes.
Vinny. What?
Vinny, not on the board.
Oh my
three
God.
Strikes. I'm chance to steal.
How about it, Petro?
Darrell Revis.
That was three strikes. There's a fourth strike. You guys are definitely done. Lebo, just guess another name. Give him another hint.
No more hints.
Who did he just say?
He said Darrell Revis.
And he was a strike.
That was a strike also.
Oh.
Wow.
A fourth strike.
Good luck, Petro.
When was this question?
I didn't realize yours was the
probably
first
like 2 months ago.
1968, apparently.
2 months ago?
Probably.
All right, so then Le'Veon Bell would have still been a Jet, by the way, Joey. Joe Flacco had moved in to start at quarterback. Frank Gore is their number one running back. I don't know how many fantasy teams still would have Frank Gore on there anyway. Old guys, wait a minute, they said Vinny, right? Let me cross him out.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Don Maynard.
Cross him off, then.
And Freeman McNeil.
Freeman McNeil, go with that.
Don't last.
I'm going to guess
so we're not
Freeman
going
McNeil
Freeman
isn't
McNeil.
On the list.
Other fantasy guys, I suppose, that they could have would be what? Chris Herndon is the tight
Crowder.
End. Yeah, yeah. if they went Jameson Crowder, Rashad Perryman, and who's the other wideout? Berrios is one of them, but there's another one I'm forgetting right now. God, do they have any decent defensive players?
I think there's a local connection, Bradley McDougal from KU. I think he's
that's
a
right.
Jet.
He came over in the trade, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, that's not bad. So what are we thinking?
I would probably go with a fantasy guy like Jameson Crowder might be their best choice or Frank Gore.
Ooh, I'll let you pick.
Oh, you gutless, all Petro.
Right. We'll go Crowder.
Jameson Crowder was not on the board. 62 points over to Curtis and LeBeau. The answers that you did not get. Number 2, Mark Sanchez, better known as Butt Fumble. Number 5, Al Toon.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6, Tony Richardson. And number 8, Wayne Corbett. How do you like that? Everybody loves Wayne Corbett.
This
by the way, You got seriously 59 too many points. Getting 62 out of that.
We're going seven rounds on this one. I can tell already. It is official. Oklahoma, West Virginia postponed until December 12th. So the game will not happen this weekend.
Thank you, Todd, for that breaking news.
One last thing I got to do.
Yeah.
Petro, Curtis, you both ready to rock?
Sure.
Let's do this.
We surveyed some people who follow me on Twitter. We got the top eight answers when I asked them, name any regular guest on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Curtis. Ren.
Curtis.
Tim Grunhard.
Grunny was there. That was your seventh best answer. Chance to steal, Petro.
He was seven?
I'm going to go with Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan was your fourth best answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Oh, we want to play, don't we, Joey?
Oh, yeah, play.
This is all of the shows. Keep that in mind, not just the program.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what's with the hints?
I don't know, man.
My turn.
Yeah, over to you, Joey.
I'll go Jeff Chedia.
Jeffrey Chedia was there. That's your fifth best answer.
Good one. I'll go Mike Boddicker.
Boddicker, not on
insulting.
The board.
Insulting.
That is insulting. Mike would be sour right to your face. One strike.
I'll go the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bull.
Frank Bull. People actually thought he was dead, so not on the list. Two strikes.
We are going 12 rounds.
Bob, I'm going to go Bob Glauber.
That's a ding.
Glauber, top answer.
Woo! Don't tell him.
No, never.
Oh, God, you can't tell him that.
No.
Mm-mm.
What do we got? What are the answers write a book so far? About it. Where do they rank?
The answers that you have gotten, number one, Bob Glauber, number four, Jeff Passan, number five, Jeff Chedia, and number seven, Tim Grunhard.
All right, I'll go with Adam Schefter.
Ooh. Schefty did not make
That's
the board.
Three
That's three strikes.
Well, I think Mellinger is probably
pretty
there.
Big. Yeah, Teicher.
Teicher is on all the shows.
That's
Field Yates is a big NFL guy. This question went out during NFL times
because
we got Passan in there, but we didn't get. I would go either Teicher or Mellinger. I think they're both there. Or Nate Taylor. People like Nate Taylor when he comes on.
But since Teicher's on more spots, more day parts, I think he's probably
Adam Teicher.
Adam Teicher.
Oh,
Adam Teicher was not on the board. 53 points over to Joey and
Mellinger's
Petro.
On the list. Isn't
the answers that you did not
Lebo.
Get. Number two, Kevin Harlan. Number three, Nate Taylor. Number six, Gary Lezak. And eight, the great Danny Klinkscale.
Danny.
There we go.
So we were wrong either way. We are heading towards a 14-round game here.
I only have eight categories, so you guys better pick it up.
62 to 53.
All right, Joey, Lebo.
UConn Butler.
We surveyed 100 of the people who follow me on Twitter. I asked them, name any current Big Ten basketball coach.
Lebo.
Joey.
Juwan Howard. Oh, horrible name. Got
him. Juwan Howard was there. That's the sixth best answer. Oh. Joey, chance to steal.
Let's go with, Tom Izzo.
That's your top answer. Go. Would you guys like to play or pass?
I missed that guy. 17 Final Fours.
We got to play, don't we?
It's only been there 2 years.
Yeah, we got to play.
Although I can think of about one right now.
You got
I'll come
this.
Up with something.
You got this, Petro.
So are we going to play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, we're going to play. I'm going to go with localness, Brad Underwood.
Brad Underwood was there. That's your fourth best answer.
Let me think here. I'll go because he was rumored to be a Mizzou coach, Matt Painter.
Good
your
job.
Second best answer.
He was hired at one point, supposedly, wasn't he?
I think so.
For about 2 hours.
Oh, where am I going to go? Fred the Mayor Hoiberg.
Third best answer. Cornhuskers love me. That's why they get
that. I think he's still with them. Bo Ryan?
No.
Bo Ryan not on the board. That's one strike.
Not that I can tell you who's there now, but I know he's gone. Where do I go? I wonder, sometimes people don't remember these guys are Big Ten, but I guess Hoiberg was there. I'll go Mark Turgeon.
Mark Turgeon was your fifth best answer.
Let me think here. Isn't that one guy's kid coaching up in Minnesota, DiPatino?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't
Richard.
Matter.
Come on now.
Jeopardy rules. Last name's good
I think
enough.
He goes by Richard.
Richard Pitino was not there.
Oh, really?
That's two strikes.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, for Trent Green, I will go Miller.
Yeah, I need his first name. Come on, man.
Why do you need his first name?
You might be thinking of his brother who coaches at Arizona.
But I'm not. I'm thinking of the Miller.
Well, you're not
Indiana.
Thinking hard enough.
Fine. That's,
oh, my God.
That's hogwash. Wow.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right,
let me try it because I was terrified I'd say the wrong
Half
one.
Half credit.
Is it Archie?
Archie!
One of your
Archie!
Good friends, Archie
yes,
Miller. That was the eighth best answer.
Stifle
two strikes.
We got two strikes?
Yeah, two strikes. Joey, back over to you. One
How many are left?
One answer left.
I know one name. I have one name on my list.
Same.
I'm not going to say the name out loud.
I bet you some people probably voted from Iowa. So I'm trying to think of their coach. Was it McCaffrey?
Is that your answer?
He's Googling.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, damn, not on the board.
Well, that was the name Curtis and I both had. So,
no, let's think of who.
Read them off to us.
The answers that have been taken. Number one, Tom Izzo, even though Lebo's never heard of him. Number two, Matt Painter. Three, Fred Hoiberg. Four, Brad Underwood. Five, Mark Turgeon. Six, Juwan Howard. Go Blue. And eight, Archie Miller.
Well, who's the damn Wisconsin coach? Because
he's got an odd.
Good luck with that.
Short.
In fact, if you could even name whoever's coaching Penn State right now, I might give you the points.
Barg.
His name is that's like Barg.
We're gonna say Wisconsin coach. Okay.
What did you say?
Barg.
Barg was not there. 96 additional points over to Joey and Seren. Seren, to answer your question, Pat Chambers is the Penn State head coach.
No, he's not.
Isn't he?
No. Oh. He like left or got shoved out. He resigned.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. The answer that you did not get was number seven, Chris Holtman, who is apparently the head coach at Ohio State.
We were in good hands because I had Holtman written down.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Greg.
Yeah, he came from Butler.
Freaking liar.
Oh, the Wisconsin coach?
I have votes.
The Wisconsin coach is Greg Gard. Like I said, Barg.
Barg.
I am.
We're close.
I am justified in that.
149-62.
Please put us out of our misery.
Did you play Ohio State last year?
I don't
Maybe.
Know. You said
no, Syracuse did. That's why I knew Chris Holt.
As we inch our way towards 100,
we're not getting there.
Who's up here? Petro and Curtis.
My goal is to have them win this round and not win the thing.
Let's do it.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top eight answers on the board. When I asked them, past or present, name a Chicago Bear.
Curtis. Walter Payton.
Such crap.
Payton was there. That's your top answer. Player pass.
We got to play.
Leaves.
You got to play.
You think you're hot stuff?
Well, we got to play Jim McMahon.
Oh, wow.
McMahon not on the board.
That is great.
That's priceless.
First name I wrote down after Walter.
Payton. After Chris Holtman?
Mike
after
Singletary.
Chris Holtman.
Okay. Mike Singletary was not on the board.
Bears are
two
out.
The Super Bowl shuffle is over. Gee, many Christmas.
Kane Bullitt.
Man. Well, it's Nick Foles. Okay.
Nick Foles not on the board. Three strikes.
They can steal this and still not win. How many points are they going to get here?
I'm like terrified. So what's up? What do we have on the board?
The answers.
The answer on the board is Walter Payton.
Yeah,
the
answer right? On the board. 2 through 8 still available.
All right. So
okay. Now
like,
I went to Chicago for the Chiefs game last December, and Brian Urlacher had his face on every single billboard plugging his hair plugs that he was selling. That's who I vote for.
I wrote down Ditka Sayers Urlacher as far as old time guys. And then off the top of my head, you know, Trubisky could have been there. Who knows if this was put out before Foles took over. He's at least a lightning rod of a guy. Montgomery's the running back. Allen Robinson's the number one wideout. Cordarrelle Patterson. What is it? Komet? Or something
name
like
somebody off the 85 Bears. Name. That's the hot spot.
Yeah,
you
really.
Know a lot of Bears, it sounds like.
Charles
well,
Tillman. I like the Bears.
Perry, if you want to go that route.
I already said it. You got a strike. I think I got a strike for that already, didn't I?
You didn't say fridge.
No,
didn't
he said McMahon.
Mm.
Outrageousness.
Oh, I was going to say it, then I ran away from the 85 Bears, and we got two strikes on them.
What do you think? Mike Singletary didn't show up.
What do you think, Fridge?
I think Urlacher, but I'm good.
You like Urlacher? Let's do it. I think Urlacher's definitely right there.
Is that your answer?
Urlacher
was there.
Tell me they got 78.
Fifth best answer. They got 36 points.
God, we didn't get
what
that.
What was Walter Payton worth?
Walter Payton was worth 28. The answers that you did not get, number two, Gale Sayers. Number three, Fridge Perry. Number four, Rex Grossman.
Oh,
number six, Cody Whitehair.
What?
Number seven, Mitch Trubisky. And number eight, Devin Hester.
You named 14 names, Petro. Two of them were on there. This
would the Fridge have gotten there?
Yeah, he was there.
The Fridge.
He was three.
How many points was he?
The Fridge was worth 17, so that actually would have put you right at 200, if my math is right.
No, they wouldn't have gotten the other one.
We wouldn't have gotten the other
one.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is the score really just 158? Is that all it
185
is? 185. Okay,
185. Yeah, 185 to 62. Who's going here? Lebo and
Need
Joey?
Curtis.
Oh, they got 96. That's right.
I don't think that's right. I'm pretty sure it's Joey and Lebo.
Yeah, we just
Yeah, because you just got screwed over on the buzz in, Petro, remember?
Joey Lebo,
that makes you feel better.
We surveyed some people who follow me on Twitter. I asked them, past or present, name an Atlanta Brave.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Greg Maddux. Okay, got it.
Greg Maddux was there. That's your fourth best answer. That Joey chance to steal.
I'm going to go with David Justice.
David Justice was not on the board.
God, I hate these questions.
Come
we got to play, Curtis.
Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, we came here to play.
Hank Aaron.
Damn it.
Hank Aaron was your second best answer.
Freddie Freeman for recency, right?
Seventh best.
Chippa.
Top answer.
Damn it.
Smoltz.
Ooh. Okay. Smoltz not on the board. One strike.
Ooh, scares me off of one answer, but I'm going to. Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy was your third best answer.
That wasn't the answer it was going to scare me off of.
I think I'm going to say the name is going to scare you off of. Should I say it? Tom Glavine? Okay.
Tom Glavine was there. That's your sixth best answer.
Wow. No man's land here.
Of course you are.
Phil Niekro.
Niekro, not on the board.
That's Petro, I'm going to ask him to read them off. So write them down when he reads them off.
Two strikes leave a lot of pressure. The
write them down.
And then, ask who's
read them off
read.
For me.
The answers that have been taken. Number one, Chipper Jones. Two, Hank Aaron. Three, Dale Murphy. Four, Greg Maddux. Five, blank. Six, Tom Glavine. Seven, Freddie Freeman. Eight, blank.
Should I go old or new, Curtis?
If
pick
it's
a brave.
Big name, I'd...
This is not a committee.
Yeah,
sure it is. We gave you a fourth strike earlier. On us.
Not a committee.
I'm going to say Bob Horner then.
Awful.
That was
three
terrible.
Strikes.
Well, he comes up in our stump the chumps all the time.
Chance to steal. Joey and Petra. Right. This would be for the game if you guys steal.
We have enough. We've accumulated more than 15 points in this scenario.
You have.
Well, you've accumulated none because freaking Joey got a strike on the first one. We've accumulated the points.
Wow.
Over here.
I am
I have Andrew Jones
written down as well. I also have Freed, the ace on this year's team, Acuna, and Spahn.
I had Fred McGriff, but David Justice wasn't there, so he probably won't be.
Crime dog.
Andrew Jones is pretty big, but Acuna's like one of the best player on the team now. Do you think if Freddie Freeman was there. Do you think Acuna's there as well?
Yeah, I'd probably go with recent.
I'd go with the closer.
We'll go Acuna.
Oh. Ronald Acuna was not there. The answers that you did not get.
There. How many points, first of all?
You got 89 points.
Still
the answers that you did not get. Number five, John Rocker.
Oh, God.
And number eight, Ron Gant. How do you like that?
Oh, Ronnie
John
Gant.
John Rocker and Ron
Gant. And steroided up biceps.
All right.
Wow. 185 to 151, is that what we have?
It appears that way.
All
right, we only have three categories left.
Now, listen, if we score 36 points this round, we're not there, okay? So let's get there, somebody.
All right, Petro, Curtis, we asked some people who followed me on Twitter. Name something you serve at Thanksgiving.
Saran. Curtis.
Saran.
Turkey.
Turkey was your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Oh, we want to play, don't we?
Oh, yeah, play, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Joey, over to you then.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
It's your third best answer.
I'm going to go cranberries. Cranberry sauce, whatever.
Cranberries were not there.
Mm. Cranberry sauce.
That's still not there.
Buzz him again. Double buzz him. That's two strikes.
Just one.
All right.
All right. Green bean casserole.
There you go.
Eighth best answer. Stuffing was your second best answer. That counts dressing.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Yams.
Yams / sweet potatoes.
Okay. Pie.
Pie was there. That incorporates all of your pies. That was your seventh best answer. The answers that remain are number 4 and 6. One strike.
Four is still left?
Mm-hmm.
I say corn.
Corn, not on the board. Two strikes.
Jelly beans?
Oh, man. God, where to go? I'm going to say that somebody said just the old rolls and butter, bread and butter.
Rolls were there. That was the sixth best answer.
Four is still there.
Two strikes,
what,
Joey.
What is four?
I got the answer.
So number four.
Wait, can you read off what's been said? I want to make sure something.
Sure. The answers that have been taken: 1, turkey; 2, stuffing / dressing; 3, mashed potatoes; 5, yams / sweet potatoes.
Just mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, I guess.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So like gravy then can't be its own category.
No, gravy is not its own independent category.
It is in my family.
Well, yeah, we don't live in the Siebold household.
Yeah, if you ever had Mama Pet's gravy, you'd know it's a food in its own.
If I can finish reading these, we might be able to take a break.
Maybe.
Yam / sweet potatoes, 5, rolls, 6, pie, 7, green bean casserole, 8,
is.
4 is left.
It's not your turn, Petro.
I know what it is.
Joey, over to you, pal.
Let's go cornbread.
Cornbread was not on the board.
Only thing I have written down is mac and cheese. A lot of people make a mac and cheese for this.
That's true. Yep. As my Frank Opinions pre-poll discovered last night, that was a
good
fairly
one.
Common
Let's
answer.
Let's do it. Mac and cheese. No!
Mac
You're
and
such
cheese
an idiot.
Was not
Petro. You're so stupid.
What do you think it was?
Stupid.
I think it was ham.
Oh, wow.
The answer
that matter, I won anyway.
86 points over to Petro and Joey. The answer that you did not get, wine.
Wine?
Oh,
who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hates their family. They need to get all boozed up.
Bah.
Congratulations,
Joey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Joey, congratulations. You're getting a gift card to Hen House. I'm proud of you, my friend. You're a winner.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Thank
you.
You
are a winner. Get you on.
I would just like to say, though, I'm thankful for this show. You guys are my your podcast get me through my overnight work shifts. You get me through my long car ride when I go on vacation. So I'm thankful for this show, and you guys cover the teams that I care about. And I wouldn't know anything about sports if I had to watch just national shows. So I appreciate you guys.
Wow, hey, awesome. Joey, thank you.
Joey.
You made our day, man. That's
great,
very
man.
Kind of you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I really
we are thankful
thank
for
you.
Great yeah. listeners like yourself, my friend. That's for sure. So thank you. I'm glad you're going to Hen House. That is impressive. You know, quality listeners don't lose. I think that's what we're talking about here, Todd.
Truth. That's right. Good quality people win. Even the bad people win sometimes, but Joey's a good one. He's a good egg.
No, bad people don't win. Bad people don't. It's like ball don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, in any kind of bar game after a disputed call, ball don't lie on the next ball. Same thing. Nope. It's the ultimate litmus test. It's what it is right here. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We will get some Lebo sounds next here in the program.
The program with Saren Petro.
What the hell are you doing, fat ass?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt. End of the hour answer. Before this season, what was the last year that we had a 10-0 team, that's Pittsburgh, and an 0-10 team, that's the Jets, in the same season? Goes back
last
to
time 10-0 and 0-10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Lions or Browns.
Nope, actually goes back to 2011. Packers were 10-0, Colts were 0-10. That's not the interesting part. What's interesting to me is it's happened four times since 07. Four times in 14 seasons there's been an 0-10 and a 10-0. It had happened only twice in the previous 44 seasons, 1975 and 84. And I won't bore you with all the numbers, but the 10-0 and 0-10 teams have been much more common the last 15 years.
Yeah, because I think you're getting, one, the idea of the tanking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the disparity between having a quarterback and not having a quarterback is huge. I think the teams that can throw it are significantly better than the teams that can't. And the teams that have the people that can throw it are letting them throw it instead of dragging themselves down to mediocrity and allowing, you know, middling teams to hang around in the games. Makes sense to me. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. What we're playing for, joeskc.com. You can send that great Joe's Kansas City Barbecue anywhere in the country, whether it's family, friends, or clients. What a great gift for clients. I will tell you right now, Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Go to joeskc.com, whether it's a Z-Man kit, whether it's their wonderful burn-ins, whether it's the brisket, joeskc.com. Send it anywhere in the country right now at Joe's. Time for some Lebo sounds. Todd Lebo with us here in the program. I'm going to start with some Bruce Arians, Todd.
Yeah, let's hear from the Bucs head coach, Bruce Arians, and had a chance to listen into one of his Zooms today. And listen, everyone's going to ask about Patrick Mahomes because Patrick Mahomes is the MVP 2 years ago, the Super Bowl MVP last year, and he's continued to just rocket through his NFL career. But Bruce Arians said he knew Patrick Mahomes was going to be special the first time he laid eyes on him in person.
Yeah, he probably had the best workout of any kid I went and worked out personally. He and Andrew Luck were the two by far the best on the board. Unbelievable ability. You know, you got great weapons around him. I think keeping those guys around him, keeping that offense intact, especially next year with the cap. I mean, it's going to be harder and harder, but he's a great, great player, and I knew he would be great. He's so smart and so talented.
Hey, Coach, you just spoke about working out Pat Mahomes, and obviously you've got a pretty good working knowledge of your own quarterback, Tom Brady. I know you have obviously more knowledge of Brady because he is your quarterback, but just personality-wise, not just ability-wise, what is it that allows them to just be so highly successful, to be able to come up with these big plays and big moments, these comebacks that they've both orchestrated? What is it about them that's allowed them to succeed so much?
Yeah, I think it starts with they're both extremely smart. They process information very, very quickly, and they're very talented. You know, the day I worked out Patrick, I think the wind was blowing about 35, 40 miles an hour, and it didn't affect his ball at all. So it was amazing down in Lubbock that day.
35, 40 miles an hour is kind of a calm day in Lubbock sometimes. Patrick's like, what a great day to throw the ball around down here. But yeah. You heard him say there at the beginning, he and Andrew Luck on the board. That's what he's talking about, not just like the draft board, less standing up at the board talking about plays and things like that. I think that's where a lot of people got notice of Patrick Mahomes and his knowledge of the game as a young player. And it's what, you know, got the Chiefs excited about him enough to move up and take him, and the rest is history.
The Saints, the Texans, the Cardinals, which was Bruce Arians' team at that time, were the teams that were said to be looking at grabbing him, and who the Chiefs knew that they had to get up in front of. And that's, you know, that's part of the poker game too, is not just identifying the talent, but knowing where you got to get to, right? If you love Patrick Mahomes, but nobody was on him, and you could have stayed put or even moved in, you know, move down 5 or 6, 7 picks, that's managing the board. That's maximizing your assets. This is one where they knew that they had to go get him, right? They had to go up and get him, and whatever it took, they did it. And I remember having conversations with people. I'm like, hey, you gave up a lot before he ever started. You gave up a lot to go get him. And the thought from the Chiefs was, doesn't matter what we gave up if we're right.
Yeah, if you're right, that's
the
whole
deal. Does anybody talk about the fact that they didn't have 2 first-round picks? No.
Nobody cares. And I think another thing to think about, you know, Andrew Luck kind of burst onto the scene and was great early, but gosh, the injuries just got him, you know, and he's gone from the game. Who would have thought after you saw Andrew Luck for the first couple of years that he would retire and just be gone from the game? He should be one of these guys when we think about how great it's going to be to have Patrick Mahomes here for 15 years, right? they were thinking the same thing in Indianapolis. So it right now, a knock on wood, Patrick Mahomes has been relatively healthy. He had the thing with his knee, missed 2.5 games last week. But you keep this guy upright and keep him from getting hurt and letting those injuries just pile up and pile up and pile up like they did on Andrew Luck. And then that's when you really get to have one of these special careers, which Tom Brady's been hurt one time, right? He hurt his knee, and that's about it. These guys who get beat up a lot, it's tougher to have those long careers. So hopefully the Chiefs can keep that going with him.
I think it's one of the things you've got to do, right? If the defense has to suck, it sucks because you make sure you've got protection and weapons for the guy, right?
Yeah, and even then you can have a freak thing happen, like a quarterback sneak and your kneecap dislocates, right? That's not something where you had a bad left tackle and you got abused all game long. Those things can happen. But Andrew Luck's deal was they just didn't have a very good line, and he got sacked a bunch.
It was terrible, and they invested in everything else, though. They didn't take care of him. And I think the fact that guys are now willing to walk away. Now, I think Patrick Mahomes is cut from a different cloth than not good or bad, but just, like, I think he's more the guy that eats, sleeps, and breathes football than Andrew Luck is. So I think he will play through more than what Andrew Luck did or was ultimately willing to do. I mean, he played through a lot early on, but he's like, the pain's too much. But you have to keep this kid healthy, and you have to give him weapons. And I think that the modern game has shown. I mean, you can still be an outstanding team if you struggle to stop people, because if you get last ups, you'll win.
Yeah.
But you can't be good with no offense. You can't do it in this era.
No, and the Chiefs have that going for them right now. And they do it in a little bit of an unusual way sometimes. You know, we're of the same age to where they always told you, don't throw late over the middle. Don't do this. Don't throw sideways. Don't do all those things. Well, that's just kind of all out the window right now, and that's what Bruce Arians says. He says, just throw the book out when you're trying to stop Mahomes.
He's a very unique individual that, you know, you teach young guys never throw it back across the field, but he does it. He does it in a ridiculous manner, sidearm, underhand, and he's very accurate with it. Most guys cannot do that. He has a different skill set than other people as far as throwing back across the field. But you still got to chase him around. You got to plaster downfield, and he also does a great job of running and getting first downs himself. So it's a different, unique challenge when you start chasing him around.
It's really different for defenses, and they have to prepare for it now. It used to be if you were playing quarterback X, right, and you flushed him out of the pocket back to the left, you don't have to worry about anything on the other side of the hash, right? Just forget about it. It's not a problem. No big deal.
Right.
Whole field has to be defended at all times with Mahomes. It's been a real game changer for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it is. And that's why, as long as there are guys that can get open, then they're going to be a threat.
Yeah. I mean, they're special. It's a special time.
Point A.
Yeah. It's a special thing that Chiefs fans are getting to enjoy, and it's something else. And this will be a fun game on Sunday because, listen, we've put dirt on Tom Brady's coffin several times over the last however many years, right? We talked about this before in 2014 when he got roasted here at Arrowhead. Dude has won three Super Bowls since that night and been to another. And everyone's like, oh, this guy's toast. This is Jimmy G's team. The Chiefs just killed him. He's 43 years old now. It's different. It's going to be harder for him to kind of continue these things. But, let's just not wash this guy away yet. You heard Coach Reed talking about him today. He's still a great player. But this is an exciting one that you get to remember when a young star and an older star get to meet. They've been pretty thrilling games when these two have met, when Tom was with the Patriots and now Patrick with the Chiefs. And this will be a fun one on Sunday as well. But I like the Chiefs in the game, though.
I do, too. I like the Chiefs big when it's all said and done. All right, we'll take a break. Todd Lebo is with us. A little Lebo sounds is what we're getting here. It's brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley-Davidson North, I-29 and Tiffany Springs. Holiday season's right around the corner. If you got a Harley enthusiast on your list, whether it's a new hog, whether it's something that goes on the bike, whether it's something that goes on them when they go on the bike, everything you could ever want when it comes to Harley-Davidson, it's at Worth Harley-Davidson North. Rick Worth and his crew have got you covered. I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Make sure you check them out online, WorthHarleyDavidson.com.
The program with Soren Petro.
Fred, yeah, embrace it. What else are you going to do, man?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Getting some Lebo sounds here from Todd Lebo, brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley-Davidson North. I-29 at Tiffany Springs, online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. See them as soon as you can. Nobody has a better selection of Harley-Davidson motorcycles than the guys and gals at Worth Harley-Davidson. Let Rick Worth and his team absolutely take care of you. You know, this Saturday, the 28th from 11 to 2, local eats and sweet rides. You can stop by and take advantage of it, as they'll have burgers, fries, more going on right there. And check out all the beautiful new Harley-Davidson motorcycles that's coming up this Saturday. Take advantage from 11 to 2. You can buy an accessory upgrade for your bike, pipes, handlebars, or motor upgrade. Get the labor for free right now. Black Friday, Orange Saturday, coming up on Friday and Saturday. Check them out. More details available at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Todd, Vanderbilt might have an interesting kicker.
Yeah, they might. You know, the Missouri is playing Vanderbilt this weekend. Vanderbilt was supposed to play Tennessee. Missouri is supposed to play Arkansas. Those things aren't happening because of COVID issues at some schools. So they said, hey, why don't you guys play? It's Monday. Go ahead. Vanderbilt's had plenty of issues getting games in this year already. Remember, these teams were supposed to play back in October, and Vanderbilt couldn't make it for that one after they just had a game where they barely had enough guys and got rolled by South Carolina. Will Muschamp, so long ago. So they've got issues on their team with COVID, injuries, opt-outs, all this stuff at Vanderbilt. So much so that they may actually have a female kicker on their team this week. They're Derek Mason here talking about women's soccer goalkeeper for Vanderbilt, Sarah Fuller. She may actually play in this game on Saturday.
Sarah is part of our women's soccer, SEC championship team. Obviously, Manet just played in the finals on Sunday. And, you know, like for us finding out, you know, like a couple of things about, you know, some of our specialists, I reached out to Darren Ambrose. Me and Darren are extremely close. Our teams are close, like, to be honest. And just wanted to, see, how Sarah would actually work as an option. I had her out. I've had a chance to look at, what she can do, with the football. She's really good with the soccer ball. She seems to be pretty good with the football. So we'll see. She's an option. And we're keeping all options open right now, and we'll get a chance to see what she does on Saturday if given the opportunity.
It's 2020, man. Whatever works, right? You got enough players. Let's go get a girl off the soccer team. They just won the SEC, as he said in there. She's the goalkeeper, so she probably kicks a lot of those goal kicks. Got a little bit of a leg on her. We'll see. So keep your eyes peeled there. Possibly Sarah Fuller kicking in some capacity for Vanderbilt against Missouri on Saturday. Why not, right?
That would be impressive. I mean, I'd stand and applaud for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, something else. Now, what you won't see this week is Nick Saban on the sideline. Remember, he tested positive.
No. Are you sure? Are you sure in 2 days we won't hear word that? No. That's all crap.
It's a different style of test.
So he doesn't have COVID?
This is a different style of test. He says he has no symptoms of note, but he took the PCR test this time. The other one was a different test where they could go back and get the false positives. Whether this one, there's no going back from it. He's got to stay away. That's what they're saying. Now, but I do agree. Check Saturday. As of right now, Nick Saban, who did test positive before the Georgia game that was cleared to coach, for that one, now it's the Iron Bowl coming up against Auburn. He says he feels all right, but he will not be coaching in this game.
You know, as it is right now, if you tested positive, you can have no communication with the sidelines, as I understand it. So, Sark's been a head coach for many years and very successful at it. He'll still continue to call the plays. We won't really change anything other than the fact that some of the administrative game day decisions he'll have to be involved in. So we really will discuss that more. We had discussed it, when I went through this 3-day hiatus before the Georgia game, we discussed exactly how we'll do that, but we'll be a little more specific about that later in the week.
So we'll see. Steve Sarkisian is who he's talking about, who will be the head coach for the game. I don't think it matters who coaches. I know this is the Iron Bowl, and it's a rivalry game, and Auburn's 5-2, but Auburn is like a paper 5-2. They got refereed into beating Arkansas. The ref said they were wrong about that one. They were in a
– But does – I agree with you wholeheartedly because I struggle with Auburn every time on my top 25. I think your assessment is right on. They've beaten only teams that are very beatable. But does anybody give Saban, now maybe because it's Sarkisian that won't be in play, does anybody give Saban more trouble than Malzahn and Auburn?
Yeah, they have given him some trouble. It's been tougher. But his
No, does anybody give him more trouble?
Maybe Dabo. But that's in the SEC.
Okay, That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. When you ask the college football guru, you're going to get an answer. I think Malzahn is a hell of a coach.
I do, too.
I think it's hard to recruit to Auburn, but I think he'll have something dialed up. But, man, Alabama looks really good.
Yeah, they're excellent.
What an upset. Bama's good. Lebo, never an upset when you deliver the goods, man. Thanks so much for all the great work you do. We're certainly thankful for Todd Lebo. Have a great Thanksgiving.
End of the hour question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, who were the two starting quarterbacks the last time the Chiefs played on Thanksgiving? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.